This is Ia Dossi for WSQL News. The North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Region 4, announced a public availability session for the old Acusta site located in Pisgah Forest. The availability session will be held at Brevard College tonight in the Reserve Dining Room from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Citizens are encouraged to attend the availability session because it provides an opportunity to discuss the successful completion of the EPA removal actions at the site by Davidson River Village and how they will conduct remedial action for long-term groundwater monitoring and stewardship at the site, and in accordance with the Brownfields Program in the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources Division of Waste Management, how they will redevelop the site for public benefit in a manner that is safe for the public health and the environment. The Times News reports that Roger Leon King of Mills River was charged on Monday with taking more than $290,000 from seven customers in a manufactured home scam. According to court records, two customers paid King a total of $94,000 in April and May for manufactured homes that were never built. King was arrested in August, and while in jail in September, he was charged with additional five counts of obtaining property by false pretenses. He pled guilty on Wednesday and was sentenced to a minimum of 6 months and a maximum of 8 months in prison. A judge ordered King to pay $251,335 in restitution before he could be considered for early work release. A new group, the Transylvania Sports and Recreation Foundation, says it wants to raise $500,000 to help bring artificial turf to Brevard High School. The nonprofit group asked for the Board of Education's backing Monday during its regular meeting. The foundation will rely on the school system to line up the contracts for construction, just as they normally would, and the foundation's primary goal would be to provide funding. A spokesman for the foundation said that by changing the surface of the stadium to an artificial turf, the field could be used for many more activities than just Brevard High School and Brevard College events. School board members expressed concerns about the cost of maintaining the artificial turf, but the foundation spokesman said they would be willing to provide funding for maintenance and other issues that might arise. The school board said it would discuss the issue with its lawyers and would consider it again at its November 21st meeting. Down the mountain in Pickens on Sunday evening, Tina Parker spotted what she thought was trash on the top of a train that was passing by. But when it started moving, she realized it was a puppy. Parker called 911 and followed the train to nearby Liberty. A spokesman for Norfolk Southern said they stopped and four firefighters plucked the frightened black lab puppy from top of a double-decker freight car and delivered her to a new loving home. No one knows how long the puppy had been there, but she was sure ready to come down. And in sports, the Lady Blue Devils tennis team ended this season the way it began, with a loss to state champion Salisbury in the second round playoffs. But what a season. All six of the team members went to the playoffs. Congratulations, ladies. Well done. The playoff picture for the Rosman Tiger football is still a little murky. They are definitely in the playoffs with a 3-3 Smoky Mountain Conference record and a 4-6 overall record. But this week's SMC finals will play a role. The Tigers will face the Eagles of Rayburn Gap, a private school in Northeast Georgia. And the kickoff will be at 7:30 and pregame beginning at 6:30. And you can hear the Tigers roar on WSQLradio.com. The Brevard Blue Devils wrap up the 2011 regular season at Pisgah this Friday. Brevard must win to have any chance at all of making the 2A playoffs. Kickoff is at 7:30 with pregame beginning at 6:30. And you can catch all the action here on 1240 WSQL. And this has been Ia Dossi with WSQL News.